This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions lit up the sky over Gaza on Monday as intense Israeli airstrikes hit the Gaza Strip. Israeli troops and tanks also pressed the ground campaign against Hamas militants in the south of the enclave after having largely gained control of the now devastated north. Early on Monday, Israel ordered Palestinians to leave parts of Gaza's main southern city, Khan Yunis, but residents said areas where they had been told to go were also coming under fire. Human rights lawyers have gone to court in the Netherlands to call for a halt to the export of fighter jet parts to Israel that could be used in attacks on Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rights organizations say that delivery of parts for F-35 jets make the Netherlands complicit in possible war crimes by Israel in its war with Hamas. The rights lawyers want the district court to issue an injunction banning exports of F-35 parts that are stored in the town of Vundrecht. The civil case in The Hague opened as the Israeli military renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis as it widens its ground offensive and bombards targets across the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States on Monday charged a former ambassador to Bolivia with spying for Cuba for over 40 years in what the Justice Department described as one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltration of the U.S. government by a foreign agent. Victor Manuel Roca, who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia from 2000 to 2002, was charged with committing multiple federal crimes, including acting as an illegal foreign agent and using a fraudulently obtained passport, the Justice Department said in a statement.